My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome
back. You really
back to...
got me now.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. This is a remake of a remake of a remake.
Oh, this is the best of them.
It's a good one.
So good.
So, before we went to break, we were talking to Dan about his 3 to 4 year old laptop/desktop, and he wants to know how to fasten the seatbelt, buy the insurance, check the air pressure in the tires.
And there's some aftermarket airbags for this thing.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you're protected in all these crazy areas. Is that right, Dan?
That's right.
Well, one of the issues you're going to have because you have a three or four year old computer is that everything that's current in the antivirus programs that you're going to buy on the market from Norton and McAfee and these other companies, there's two problems. One, they're written for a much faster machine. So when they wrote the code, I call it bloatware. It's like they just assume you have all this extra processing power, so they write all these extra functions into their antivirus program in an effort to try to be better than the next guy.
Well, because their software is more important than any other software ever.
Especially anything you're going to install. This is the most important thing
in
their minds.
I bought a product from McAfee called Internet Security Suite.
Yeah, that's the one of the things that we always warn against.
Warn against?
Yeah, the big package of stuff that any of these guys provide.
You know, it slices, it dices, it cures cancer, and makes toast.
Right.
Yeah,
no good.
Bad.
Okay.
You're better off.
That's why we're talking.
Yeah. What operating system are you running? Let's start there. Kind of get there.
On the laptop, I'm running XP. And on the desktop, I'm running, Windows 2000.
Okay. The reason we ask this is if you're running Windows XP, they're assuming you have all the service packs and updates and things, you have a built-in firewall that actually does a very good job. So you don't need to add a firewall product to that machine.
Okay.
So that Internet Security Suite came with 64 different things, one of which is a firewall that you don't need. That, in fact, might make things worse. We want to start with good antivirus software. And because your machines are a few years old, we want to have your best chance for success. I'm probably going to suggest you stick with a McAfee product. But, again, the McAfee antivirus only. Now, if you bought the entire security suite, chances are you can install just the antivirus, and you don't have to install all the other garbage that came with it.
Yeah, because the other garbage locked me up. And
exactly. Well, again, your machine doesn't have enough processing power to keep up with all that software that's written for today's machines. And that's the big problem now. You got an older machine, you want to keep it up to date, and now you install what you think is because the way it's packaged, right, it's like the one-size-fits-all solution to all your problems.
Right.
And it's just not the reality. Even if you had a new machine, we wouldn't recommend it because we don't like those packages. It's like nobody does everything right. You know, everybody does something good and something bad in these packages. They're just trying to get as much of your hard-earned dollars as possible.
Yes.
A lot of the solutions we're going to give you, actually, there are great free alternatives, too.
And in fact, here we go. We're going to run down a list of things that you're going to, on your 2000 machine, you're going to want to put on a product called Zone Alarm, which is a good free.
Can I stop you for 1 second? What I have on the one is Windows Professional 2000.
Yeah,
yep, that's Windows 2000. They don't make another version other than Server, which I assumed you probably didn't have.
Yeah,
so,
no. Okay, that's good.
So on your Windows 2000 machine, we're going to put Zone Labs Zone Alarm. And in a minute, I'm going to give you an address where you can get all this stuff. So just hang tight for a sec.
Okay.
So we're going to put Zone Alarm on that. And then on both machines, we're going to install both Adaware and a program called SpyBot Search and Destroy. And we're going to use these products probably on a weekly basis to do a quick scan to make sure that we're stripping out any kind of adware and spyware that might have built up in the machine and generally trying to keep things in decent shape. And then the last thing we're going to do is we're going to do critical updates on at least a weekly basis for our operating system.
And which Windows 2000 doesn't do automatically. Windows XP can check for you automatically.
I was going to ask you about that, too. I'm leery of doing anything that I don't know what it is. On Windows 2000, on the Windows XP computer, that thing comes up regularly. Updates are available.
Yes.
Would you like us to do it now? And I always say no. Am I supposed to go ahead and say yes?
Yes is good.
Yeah.
And here's what I'd recommend.
They just do that for free?
Yes, and what you can do is go in your control panel. And in fact, on your 2000 machine, if it is fairly up to date and has service packs and things, they've actually added on an automatic updates option. So check in your control panel of both machines. And what I like people to do is set your automatic updates to automatically download, but notify me when things are ready to install. That way, you're never going to wait for the downloads. They're already waiting for you, but you still have to decide whether or not you want to pull the trigger.
Okay.
So, now, the place where you're going to go get the free things we talked about, the Zone Alarm, which is going to go on your 2000 machine only.
Now, think about Zone Alarm and these firewalls. They're the bouncer on your computer. They're the ones that keep the bad guys out of your nightclub.
Okay.
That makes sense? So, yep. It basically, it's the invisibility cloak is another way to look at it. It makes you invisible on the Internet so that people can't just freely access.
Will these affect the pop-ups also?
Well, no. Pop-ups are a different deal.
Okay, well, let's stay on the one subject.
Yeah, okay. So that's the firewall is your bouncer.
So we're going to you're going to go to our website at datadoctors.com. On the right-hand side, you're going to see a little graphic that says Data Doctors approved software. And the big word approved is going to be in huge red text like a big stamp.
Okay.
When you click on that, it's going to give you a big list of stuff, and the Zone Labs Zone Alarm is going to be in that list. There's also going to be the Spybot Search and Destroy we talked about. And the Adaware we talked about. All those things are going to be in that list. All three of those things are free.
Okay.
Along in there are links to pop-up blockers, spam tools. If you're parental control, if you have that issue with your children, a secure erase deletion program. Links to both low-cost and some free antivirus programs.
Okay.
So those kinds of things. And more importantly, if you want to scroll down, here's where the pop-up issue and some of the other stuff that you're going to run into. If you roll down to where we have the warning session of the stuff that we know will cause your computer problems,
mm-hmm.
that list's about five times longer.
Okay.
And those are all the programs we recommend you stay away from.
Now,
all
right. Here's an important thing to keep in mind. Some people think if one antivirus piece of software is good, two must be better, and three is great.
Most goodest, yes.
And that is absolutely incorrect. You want to pick one, one only, and stick with it and keep it updated regularly.
Let me ask you one more question if that covers that. The other question is cookies. What's the easiest way to get rid of the cookies? Because right now I got one that computer running very slowly and it kind of acts like it's, you know, it's...
Cookies are not going to cause
We'll do a quick explanation. Cookies, I can all but guarantee you, are not a bad thing. And are probably not going to cause you any kind of problem that you're going to be able to see, feel, or touch, or taste.
Okay.
If you still want to get rid of them, the easiest way is within Internet Explorer. You come down under Tools and Internet Options. And on the page that you're going to be presented with, under that General tab, there's a button that says Delete Cookies. And it's pretty self-explanatory from there.
But every time you go back to a site that delivers or that puts cookies on your computer, the cookie's going to come back onto your computer. So it's a constant thing.
I thought after a year or so of not having done that, you end up with these hundreds of cookies.
Yeah, but they're all really, really tiny.
You could take every cookie you have on your computer and easily fit it on a floppy, I would almost guarantee.
Okay.
So it's hardly anything. They're just like barcodes, a bunch of barcodes laying on your computer. Just the barcode itself?
Right.
That's all that is.
All right.
So go ahead and clean them up, but don't be too concerned about it. And if you want to do it on a regular basis, the problem is if you start taking cookies out, sites that you go to that remember your favorites and remember your logins and remember those are all good. All that stuff is that it's part of the cookie system.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of that automatic stuff is going to be gone.
Right.
So you got to be really careful. Some people go, "Oh, I got to get rid of those cookies because they're destroying my computer." And then they go, "Wait a minute, what happened?"
For some reason, people get real paranoid about cookies. And in general, cookies are not. Compared to the other things that are out there, they should kind of be near the low end of your concerns.
Ain't no reason to toss your cookies.
All righty. Then, if I have a computer that's slow and I can't figure out, since I'm not a computer, excuse my expression, geek.
No, it's you're either a cyber tard or a cyber knot.
I'm a cyber knot.
or you got better things to do with your time.
Yeah,
cyber
knot is a pretty good guy, and cyber tard is the ones that are, you know, they're just starting to.
I mean, are you guys in the business of going out to customers, or do we have to bring the computers to you?
Well, it's always more cost effective for you to take it to one of our locations. We do both. We've got 22 locations, and more importantly, we can evaluate your system before you spend any money to tell you whether it's even worth doing.
Uh-huh.
So you can just take your machines to any of the locations. Tell them, Brandon and Ken, especially Brandon said.
Especially Brandon,
You'll give me a free checkup while I'm standing here, which is a normal part of our service.
And Ken will pay for it.
Yeah, because it's free. Just to determine what you have, because you know, really you have to evaluate the situation. It's like if you take your car into the car shop, you have to drop it off and come back there, have them call you 3 or 4 hours later and tell you what's wrong.
Right.
We don't like to do that. We want to put it up on the rack while you're there.
Okay.
And let you decide, let you see exactly what's going on with your machine.
All right? Thank you.
Good luck, Dan.
I think Dan was on a speakerphone at the end.
No, it's okay. He was writing a lot of things down. Remember, it's real simple. Datadoctors.com, look for the approved software link on the right-hand side. And the word approved is not a text link. It's like this huge graphic.
Yeah, it's big and it's red and it's hard to miss.
Well, but some people do miss it. Or is that a proof thing?
Yeah. And so, in case you missed and you want to just replay what we said, we got that covered too. DataDoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll find links to the audio archive of this show. You can just replay it over and over and over again.
Yeah. Now, we've had a few people either email us or call us and ask about the Cox security suite. That's basically, I don't even know if it's a download or it's, I got to go look.
We're going to go check it out during the break.
Yeah.
And give you our 2 cents at least.
So when we come back, if you're a Cox subscriber and you've been offered the security suite, we're going to tell you all about it after this break.
Congratulations to our KTV.